The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. As we had mentioned at the beginning of this Mass, the Church celebrates today the memorial of Saint Bonaventure, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, and one of the great minds of the Church. What do we mean when we say that a saint is also a doctor of the Church? The title Doctor of the Church is a very special title accorded by the Church to certain saints, to very few saints. And this title indicates that the writings or the preaching of such a person are useful for the Church or are useful for any believer in any age of the Church, in any time or period in the Church. Such men and women are also particularly known for their depth of understanding and the orthodoxy of their theological teachings, and they contributed significantly to the formulation of the teachings of the Church in at least one area. If my number is right, there are 33 doctors of the Church. 33, and we have three women saint doctors of the Church. Saint Bonaventure was a good friend of Saint Thomas Aquinas, one of the great minds of the Church as well. If Saint Thomas is referred to as the angelic doctor because of his voluminous works on the angels, Saint Bonaventure is given the title, or was given the title, Seraphic Doctor. Why seraphic? As we might remember, the seraphims are the highest order of angels in heaven. And to use this term to Bonaventure is to describe the level and depth of his holiness in mysticism when he was still alive. A very popular story of him was told by St. Thomas Aquinas himself. St. Thomas visited St. Bonaventure in the monastery, and he found him in deep spiritual ecstasy while he was writing the life of St. Francis, the founder of his order. And upon seeing Bonaventure, he retreated and said, "Let us leave a saint to work for a saint." When Bonaventure was elected superior of the Franciscans, it was in such a time when there was deep internal division in the order. And he worked so hard to preserve the unity in the order, and he succeeded. He gave this very helpful advice to his priors, which is also very applicable to us today. And these are the words that I myself remember when it comes to his works. He said, "Let meditation of the life of Christ be your one and only aim, your rest, your food, your desire, your study." Those are words from Saint Bonaventure. Let the meditation of the life of Christ be your only aim, your rest, your food, your desire, your study. Meaning everything is centered on the very life of Christ. The gospel today is a reiteration, or it complements those words of Saint Bonaventure. Jesus is encouraging his disciples to come to him, especially those who labor and are burdened, and to take his yoke and learn from him. I've mentioned before that during the time of Jesus, a yoke is made for a pair. And a yoke is normally customized to the size and the dimension of the animal. You know, you can't buy a yoke before, like in a store. You can't go to Home Depot and get a yoke. You know, it's specifically tailored for the animal. But it's made for a pair. So when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, he's not just saying, okay, get on with your life, just continue and follow me. It's not just that. But he said, I'm yoking with you. I'm carrying the burden with you. Many times we see spirituality as we are doing the heavy lifting. But no, this gives me great comfort and consolation when I myself experience burden. I know that I'm not carrying it on my own, or I am not just following him, but rather he is right beside me. He is right next to us, yoking with us. That's really what discipleship is all about. God walks side by side with us. Sometimes he's in front of us, of course, because we follow him as his disciples. But the nearness of God to us is unimaginable. God is nearer to us than we are to ourselves. Is Jesus your ultimate aim? In looking at the time and efforts that you exert each day, do they bring you to a greater desire for God?